Yes, mister.
Page 196, article, The Wisdom of Israel Compared to External Wisdoms. The standard by which to evaluate a wisdom. The value of any wisdom in the world is according to the purpose that it yields. This is the goal to which all the scrutinies aim. Therefore, a wisdom without some purpose is inconceivable except for infants playing games, since to pass the time they come, and this is their purpose, according to their value. For this reason, a wisdom is not evaluated by keenness and proficiency, but according to the merit of the purpose that it yields. You therefore find that any external wisdom is only for the purpose of corporeality, which is sure to be gone today or tomorrow. In that case, it is sufficient for the subject to be as the predicate. Although the wisdom has many advantages over these subjects, for wherever it is nonetheless a spiritual object, but we have already said that it is evaluated by the purpose, which is its persistence for eternity. If the purpose is transitory and fleeting, it is lost along with it.
Clear that the whole wisdom is checked according to the goal. What do you get out of it? What does it give a person? What attainment?
Now, we have a standard by which to gauge the significance of the wisdom of Israel compared to an external wisdom. It concerns only the understanding of the ways of the Creator over His creations and adhering to Him. It follows that the very essence of this wisdom relies on the Creator. And because the importance of the Creator compared to His creations, which He has created, is inconceivable, the merit of the wisdom of Israel compared to external wisdoms is also inconceivable. Because the very essence of our wisdom is ever valid and eternal, our entire wisdom will also remain eternal. And because it concerns being favored and approaching the Creator, which is the finest goal that can be perceived, one who engages in it, and certainly one who is rewarded with it, is the finest among the speaking species.
It's clear? Yes? There's nothing here. These are very human things. As much as a person places before him in life a higher goal, even higher than the human goals, he sees that this is the height of the person. We need to respect them.
Title, Fools Have No Desire. But fools have no desire, therefore the house of Israel are few. As our sages have written, 1,000 people commence with the Bible, Torah, 100 with the Mishnah, 10 with the Talmud, and one of them comes out to teach. I saw the children of the ascent, and they are few. There are many reasons for it, but the main one is that all who begin with it wish to taste it in full, and the smallest of the measures of those fools is to at least know the righteousness of his guidance. There is a sort of a duty to know, and it can be made known according to the spirit of the fool. But what shall we do to our sister in the day when she is spoken for? After all, our wisdom can be interpreted in every way except for the language of the stomach. For the subjects of this wisdom do not need the language of the stomach. This is what we wanted to clarify, and we shall clarify it in a separate essay, for it is the beginning of the confusion and its end.
Yeah, needs to be drawn to reveal the truth from caring for the justice of the creation. Why does it happen? What's happening with me and with others? And all of these searchers for justification, the Creator, This is already something that a person comes to with an appeal to the Creator. And he has his own left line and a right line from the Creator, and he can start developing. It's opposite to what normally learn in education, like we see, where everything is in agreement. God forbid that you think against the Creator, or do some action against the Creator, anything against. And to raise, to educate people in a way that they can open themselves to criticism, to themselves and to the Creator. And that's actually the start of the correct investigation. Okay, everyone's just waiting for you.
Title: You Shall Live a Sorrowful Life. Go and see, and you will find that there is one prerequisite to every wisdom, even to external wisdom. Live a sorrowful life. It is a well-known thing that anyone who has merited the title sage disparages every worldly pleasures. According to the measure of the abstention that one's soul chooses to tolerate due to the affliction of pursuing the wisdom, to that very extent does one find it. Thus, we should ask one question regarding all the sages in the world together. Every love emerges from one's own flesh and self and returns to one's own self and flesh. Thus, how do all the sages fail in loving wisdom, whose beginning and end is nothing but the labor of the flesh? Indeed, any experienced person knows that the greatest of all the world's imaginable pleasures is to win people's favor. Obtaining this coveted thing is worth making every effort and worldly concession. This is the magnet to which the finest in every generation are drawn, and for which they trivialize the whole of the worldly life. Also, each wisdom come with its own terminology, whose progenitors had established and by which they explained their wishes. That language is the mediator, close to the wisdom itself and close to the ones engaging in it. Since there is a great advantage to it, in that it uses few words to explain many things.
Questions. What's not clear? Tell me what's not understood.
Everyone who has experienced knows that there is one thing in the world which is the finest of all pleasures, meaning being favored by people.
Yes, that's not clear. Why do I live? Just for people to look at me and that I'll be proud and they'll say, oh, he's good. He has a medal that he'll write about me in the newspaper. You don't understand it, but let's say that we won't have something like that. That you live and you're in a kibbutz community where no one relates to anyone other than as an equal friend. Really, just one line just goes through all of them. And how can you live?
It's as if there's no development.
It won't cause development because a person wants to have this pride, and he wants his children to know, he wants his neighbors to know who he is, what he does, and to see the new car, the new apartment. knew something else. For that, or in another direction, and I came out of prison within 2 days. Thank God, I've entered for another 10 years, and I have all to be proud of. Yeah, it doesn't matter in what way, in that way or that way. That's what's important.
So what is he trying to say by this? Why is he telling this to us? What does he want to compare it? Where does he want to bring the person?
This is our life. How can we spin all of these inclinations, qualities, to get to spirituality? Where are you now?
Title, page 197, title of the carriers of the wisdom of truth and the carriers of an external wisdom. According to the merit of the wisdom of truth, it is evident that the prerequisite that applies to any wisdom applies to it as well, to disparage worldly life. But in addition to that, is the need to disparage the collective magnet winning people's favor. An external sage disparages worldly life in order to be saved from wasting one's precious time on obtaining it. Such is the case with all the fools. Due to their fondness of worldly life, they waste their time on it. The sage is saved from them like a fugitive due to his choice to ridicule worldly life. In return for this, he will obtain wisdom during that same time. By this you can deduce regarding the sages of truth that as long as they do not disparage the collective magnet, meaning winning people's favor, they are not at all ready to obtain this wisdom. That person will waste his time on winning people's favor and will be as the fools who waste their time on worldly life. Such a person's heart is not free to achieve a pure and clean wisdom and is unfit to win the Creator's favor. And this is simple. Now you can understand why our wisdom is undesirable to ordinary people and why they do not regard it even as an inferior wisdom. They are mistaken because of the different subjects. For the whole purpose of external wisdom is to win people's favor. Therefore, they exert to cloak their wisdom with a superficial garment that even the fools will accept, since they are the majority, and they are the ones who make every famous person known.
It's clear, right? If I'm a great scientist, if I'm a great politician, if I'm a wealthy person, and everyone respects, and I have what to live for. Yep.
Title, Concealing the Wisdom of Truth from the Fools. But the sages of truth had no interest in showing part of the wisdom to an extent that the fools will accept, since there is no need for these fools. I wish to say that even if the sages of the generation strove to educate them about the truth, so they would accept it, still, not because of this, will they commence with the Torah. The fool has no desire, unless by the revealing of his Torah and matters that are close to him, namely that relate to worldly pleasures. I have already explained that the fool does not remain in folly due to his loathing of the wisdom, but due to his nearness to people's delights. For his whole life will not suffice to satisfy half his wishes. For this reason, he has no time for wisdom, even if he likes it. And even if the sages, who are famous in external wisdoms, were regarded as fools and worldly compared to this wisdom due to their nearness to winning people's favor, which in relation to this wisdom is tantamount to worldly lusts and bodily satiations.
Okay. You're tired, I can see. Yes.
From what I understand, he says there is no point explaining the wisdom of Kabbalah to external people. If you have no point in the heart, there's no point talking to the person.
The question is, can we answer ourselves this and just calm ourselves down? You understand? Say that you're right. Not say that you're right. But do I allow myself to say that they don't understand, I can't explain to them, they don't have the special quality, they don't have the preparation for spirituality. What to do? They'll stay the way they are. Live this beast and they'll die as a beast. Or do I need to drag them along with me? Do I need to explain them not the wisdom itself, but that there's like a beast has a many years of suffering ahead of them, and I take this beast and really domesticate it. I pull it after me. I give it honor and money and all of the things and support it just so that it'll want to be next to me. For its benefit. Maybe it doesn't think about what I'm doing, but I still need to relate to it in this way. I need to think about all of humanity that can't understand, not its development, not its goal, not what's happening in front of them, you know, what they need to do, what they need to observe, none of it. But I just need to see what is more desired by the Creator. That's it. Yeah.
So what does the Upper One want? What are we supposed to do?
To include all of humanity within us and raise together with them to the Creator.
What does it mean to include all of humanity?
The Creator gives them these troubles, and I need to see in what way we can get away from these troubles and be a partner. Also, partner with the Creator and with these created beings. And then I'm in this intermediary position, Israel. That's what I need to do.
Does that mean we have to create a clear separation between the processes we go through inside and in the ten, and dissemination? Because if it were up to us, we would stay inside among ourselves. But because
the generation demands it.
And so we do it. Not because, not in order to be favored like by people, but because of our task, unlike any other wisdom.
Yes, all of our dissemination needs to be in order to bestow, because the Creator delights in it.
Many times it's a problem because you see with lecturers that they, you see with them that they really enjoy lecturing because it gives them strength.
This comes from a smallness. It comes from a smallness. And slowly, slowly it'll sort itself out.
Page 198, title, Our Sages did not disclose development from the wisdom of truth. Because of it, our sages did not disclose to the fools any development from the wisdom of truth, for it is a great offense. As our sages said, as one is commanded to say what is heard, one is also commanded not to say what is not heard. It is also written in the Zohar in many places, woe if I tell, woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the unworthy will know how to serve their master. etc. Because of the importance of the wisdom, to avoid needlessly making it empty words in the mouths of the fools, as those who are fed by the passion of their hearts will not be nourished by the brightness of the Shekhinah, divinity, for certain, as our sages said, all whose heart is proud, etc. For this reason, this is the reason why each time the wicked kingship spreads over the generation of our holy Torah, is promptly sentenced to be burned, as has happened to us several times, even in our generation. It was because they loathed the wisdom of his uniqueness, which is always sour in the eyes of the fools, as I have explained, that they do not find any purpose in it by which to satisfy their foul lusts. On the contrary, they are robbed because of it, for they cannot enjoy, and they do not enjoy incest in public, the only thing that pacifies their hearts.
Questions?
Sorry, I have to ask. How can we show, according to what is written and what you said, that in what way they can escape from the trouble?
Only if they go after us and we direct them to the purpose of the creation. We'll be as the head and they'll be as the body. They have no power to advance, no power to scrutinize the path toward the goal. It's all on us.
It's as if in order for this to happen, they have to have something.
Nothing.
But they have to see it as something great.
Nothing. Maybe you can give them candy. Maybe something like that. But nothing.
They'll have troubles
in their feeling. And you'll have the ability to explain to them that they can escape the troubles and even get to pleasures if they go together with you. If you explain it, they won't even be behind you, they'll be ahead of you. They'll take you on their shoulders. Yes?
So the question is, besides strengthening the Israel inside, can we do anything to accelerate this process? I'm looking for a way to show them that it's great, that it's worthwhile to go there now.
No, yes, of course, yeah.
I'm asking for an advice. How can we show them that with what we know today, they can solve the problems already?
They don't demand any proof from you. They demand one thing, that you'll guide them.
What does that mean?
That you'll lead them. That you'll head. Spiritually, they want to go after you. They want to follow you. And if not, then they'll start to jump on you in corporeal ways.
What does that require of us? So that everyone will understand it.
I don't understand what you're asking.
What does it require of us?
The nations of the world, as they are inside themselves, hate the nation of Israel. Within themselves, they understand that Israel has some uniqueness. They're also willing to join the nation of Israel and reach the end of correction after them. In condition that the nation of Israel sees themselves operating correctly. And then accordingly, there won't be a nation that won't follow us, go after us. After us means the whole worldwide B'nai Baruch. Or is Jewish, not Jewish, it doesn't matter, but that they have this inner spark and they're willing. Join Abraham in time of Babylon, he'll join now. There's no difference. It's the same thing. So we need to gather such people and continue. Yesterday I was in the desert. No, it was this morning. This morning. I saw a place where we will have the Congress before the big convention in Tel Aviv. It's a very beautiful place. It's very wide and open and organized. It's good. But, of course, tents and mattresses are as usual. That's it. Let's hope that until then we'll be more ready. Because I'm in a great hope that the whole week of congresses in the desert and in the big one in Tel Aviv will be... Do you have more questions?
According to human nature, can he get knowledge from us about the spiritual path? Maybe not agree. He read something from you. He disagrees with it. So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all if they agree or not. What's important is that they're dependent on you. That there's many people that don't agree with us, that they hate us, and they want to prove to us that they're right and we're not right. That's great.
How will they follow us?
By always wanting to prove to us that they're right.
By this they follow us?
Yes, of course. It's like in a wheel. And half of it is spinning backward, another one forward. How does the bicycle pedals in an engine? It's pistons that go up and down, one up and one down. One's in a distance, another one is in closeness. It can't be any other way. There's always the two forces that add. According to the module, and you go to the absolute quality, you didn't learn about this?
Okay,
it's the minus or plus, it doesn't matter. What's important is the number itself. That's called the module. And that's what's important. If it helps positively or negatively, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's no difference. It's also written that we have to respect them and love all of our haters. Without them, we wouldn't be able to advance.
I'm going to rephrase it. A person read the first paragraph from the article and forgot about it. He's not against, he's not for, he forgot it. Then a trouble comes to him. Does that thing stay in him according to nature? Or do we need to...
I don't know. I don't care. We don't do these kind of calculations.
Because we disseminate very generally to everyone.
Don't worry, you need to do what you need to do without being a wise guy.
Can I ask something according to the text? According to the importance of the wisdom of truth, it is clear that a condition for any wisdom applies to it as well, meaning to trivialize the worldly life, and in addition you have to trivialize the general magnet, meaning winning people's favor.
Look favorably upon the created beings. I need to get to the love of the created beings.
Which is what we have and doesn't exist in other wisdoms.
They don't have such a goal. I'm asking to receive from above the reforming light. For what? For love. And love will reform. That's the whole purpose of our study, our whole work with the Torah. That it brings a force of love to the people.
And what is the first part that both we have and external wisdoms have?
That we appreciate the wisdoms that we appreciate. We respect. That's what he wrote previously. Alright? We'll continue tomorrow. And in the meantime,
הנה מנתו שבתחים גם יחד הנה מנתו שבתחים גם יחד
טוב, ככה לאט לאט פורטה ופורטה מסתברת לחשבון גדול